Yeah, Zay, I think you ran for about 130, over 130 and two touchdowns in the second half. When you're down by double digits and they start handing you the ball, do you feel like in that moment A&M really found an identity moving forward?
Yeah, Coach Rob always tells us to set the tempo for the team. So that's what I just was trying to do, encourage everybody to keep going, keep fighting, because that's all we can do. Mistakes happen. We're human. But we just keep fighting, and I'm grateful to be on this team. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Next question is from Zach Taylor from Brian Broadcasting, and then Mike Lucas.
Buddy, where do you think this performance that you had today stacks up so far with the performances you've had at A&M?
I don't really know. I was just doing my job today. I'm grateful that Coach believed in me, and I'm thankful for God that God gave me the ability to run, and I'm thankful for my O-line for blocking today. So it's just doing my job.
All right, we'll go to Mike Lucas from KAGS and then John Wilson.
Isaiah, I wanted to ask about that offensive line. They were moving people up front for you. How much easier did they make your job today with some of those lanes they were opening up?
They made my job so easy today. I'm grateful for those guys, Carson, Kenyon, Ryan, Dan, Hawker too. Just grateful for all those guys. They did a wonderful job today, so.
Next question is from John Wilson from KBTX and then Alex Miller.
Isaiah, what does this win mean for you guys as players to be able to knock off the number four team in front of your home crowd?
I think this is a real big confidence booster. It's just one game, but we got to come back. I feel like we really gained our identity today and our confidence, and we're just going to keep pushing to next week. So.
Thank you.
We'll go to Alex Miller from the Bryan College Station Eagle and then Travis Brown.
Hey, Isaiah, can you just take us through that fourth down run where you bounced off the defender and then mm-hmm. rushed in the touchdown? You know, how big was that for you guys? I think that was when y'all took the first lead of the game.
That was really big. We had momentum going. Kagan came around, blocked. He made a good block. And then the O-line did their job, and I just ran and did my job, bounced off that tackle, and ran to the end zone. So,
sir. Next up is Travis Brown from the Bryan College Station Eagle, and then Olin.
Hey, what did it mean for y'all as a offensive unit to see Kellen break that passing yards record? I know he got the game ball after the game. What did that mean to y'all as a team to see him reach that accomplishment?
It means everything. I know Kellen, he's a really, really hard worker, watches film a lot, so he really deserves it. I'm really happy for him, and I'm happy that we got the win too. So,
all right, let's go to Olin Buchanan from Texags, and then we'll go to Christy.
Hi, Isaiah. Can you talk about what do you think, what was kind of going through your mind when you saw Florida fumble, lose that fumble just at the end? And then, you know, was there any discussion among the offense when y'all got out in the huddle after that?
We were just saying finish the game, finish. Coach Fisher has really emphasized that, and the coaching staff just finishing. We needed to finish that drive. We needed to win. So we just know we had to get it. It was no other options. So
you knew you were going to score?
Oh, yeah, we knew. There was no doubt in my mind.
All right, let's go to Christy from the AP and then Cease.
Isaiah, how much do you embrace being that workhorse and being able to just pile up yards, especially in the second half of games when they really need you?
I'm grateful that they really believe in me. You know, I'm just doing my job. I really put in a lot of work this offseason, so I'm just grateful that I got the opportunity to show the world what I could do.
All right, let's go to Robert Cessna and then Gabe Bach.
Isaiah, I was wondering early, the hard hit, the fumble that that Wiedemeyer was able to recover. Did you change your focus at that point? Did that change anything on your thoughts?
Yeah, it really did. You know, I kind of had to wake up a little bit. I just had to focus in on the plays, the details. I really wasn't detailed at the beginning of the game. But after that, that really made me hone in. And yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, last question for Isaiah comes from Gabe Bach.
Well, somebody needs to ask about Seth, Isaiah, but when you're down there and you might have an opportunity to run it one more time and see what happens, you call the timeout, though, to get it all set up. Yeah. A, did you just want one more crack at it personally? And then really B, how about Seth getting a chance? Can you talk about all of that and then Seth getting a chance to put it through?
Yeah, I really did want to get another crack at it, seal the game, get that six. It wouldn't be no discussions. But I believe in Seth. He's a very hard worker. He's been here. He was built for those moments, and we just believed in him, and he did his job. So.